Welcome to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. KNTR Sports is all sports, all the time. Please thank all of our Lake Havasu High School football sponsors. Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, Akut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havistyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanty's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, Amore Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Border Sports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. For a schedule of this year's games and audio streaming, go to KNTRSports.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Friday Night Lights Football. I'm Jim Chaney, along with Paul the Tailgater LaVoy, in front of the inflatable knight, the tunnel leading to the stadium here. We've got playoffs tonight, and this should be a good one. Not a blowout like we saw last week. We'll talk about tonight's upcoming game right after this.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily. And we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
The Bradley Auto Group is a proud sponsor of high school football. Hey, this is Robert with the Bradley Auto Group. Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, and Riverview Auto Sales. You'll find hundreds of pre-owned and new vehicles on our lots. We are community-minded and always looking to support athletic and education causes. Please see any of our dealerships for a new car, truck, or SUV. We have award-winning service departments, body shop, parts departments, and from all of us at Bradley Auto Group, go Knights!
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tireman of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TiremanofLakeHavasu.com.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Lake Havasu High School. I'm Jim Chaney, along with Paul LaVoy. We've got playoff football under the Friday Night Lights tonight. 10 minutes away from the opening kickoff. The Fighting Knights have just come on the field, and they're all purple uniforms. Well, the pants are actually black tonight.
I love this uniform, by the way.
It's sharp-looking uniform, matching the Fighting Knight in the middle of the field. The sun is down. We don't change time here. We will be facing tonight the Sierra Linda Bulldogs. They're 8-2. 3-1 in their league. They're ranked 139 in the state of Arizona, while your Fighting Knights are number 72. Also,
let's see what coach thinks about
them. And let's see what the coach does think about our opponent, the Bulldogs.
I have some first impressions, but we'll get to that in a moment. Here's what coach thinks about the Bulldogs.
You know, we're expecting a competitive game. I mean, they're a spread concept team. We're going to see a lot of 2-by-2, 3-by-1, shotgun sets. They've got a couple good athletes. The quarterback will sling the ball around a little bit, so we're just going to have to get over them, keep them contained a little bit, kind of, let our guys keep working in the direction we have defensively. We're ready. We've had a good week of practice. We've gotten a few bodies back that we've been missing for the last couple weeks. We feel that we're in a good spot, and we're excited to get to play football.
Who are your backups in case Halo Jump goes down at the quarterback position? Who's the backup?
Well, I mean, we do have the option, which you all have seen numerous times, to go with our heavier package of Luke Johnson. You've seen some Jay Deacon in there before. He was our JV quarterback the year before, and he's taken some snaps back there. Nico Bailey, we have a couple guys that could step into that role if needed. Again, Halo's done a tremendous job filling in as we've needed him to, and he seems to be getting better every week.
And there you have it, Coach. We're about to have the national anthem. Let's take a quick break.
Sparky, I'm home.
The smell of canine halitosis permeates the air.
Sparky, what did you get into?
Sparky barks.
Your breath is incredulously grievous. It's in a cut above grooming day today.
If you have a Sparky or other related type of animal suffering from bad breath, matted fur, tick infestation, wood floor destroying claws, or any other less than desirable condition, seek the cut above grooming, dirt cheap approach. A cut above grooming is your number one affordable resource to a clean and happy Sparky. A cut above grooming, Main Street, Havasu.
Nestled between Parker and Havasu, the Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort is beloved by travelers, adored by locals, where everyday life melts into something extraordinary. From a romantic evening under the stars or a well-earned break from routine, the Springs Dining offers a menu and setting worth savoring. Enjoy a dockside lunch, cocktails in the lounge, or hold your event in the Oasis Room. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Reserve now at HavasuSprings.com.
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time. Your college. Mojave College.
Hi, this is Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken has always been a supporter of the communities he serves, so it's no surprise he has always been an advocate of high school athletics. Ken Moyer has been practicing law in Mojave County for over 25 years with offices in both Lake Havasu and Bullhead Cities. The law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer can assist you with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcies, trust, wills, powers of attorneys, probate, and business formations. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com.
There's nothing better than Friday night's football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havistyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Your family adventure begins at Havistyle Recreation, where we are family fun toys that not only fit your budget, but your lifestyle. You'll find toy haulers, fifth wheels, RVs, even truck campers. Styles and brands not found anywhere else but here. Campers and boaters and desert explorers. Bring your family fun to the next level at Havistyle Recreation.
Anderson Power Sports Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in Northwest Arizona since 2022. We have the following manufacturers: Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, Godfrey Pontoon Boat, Bennington, and Mercury. Visit our website at AndersonPowerSportsAZ.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
And welcome back. This is KNTR Sports, all the time. And we've got football playoffs in the way of high school tonight. You're Fighting Knights of Lake Havasu versus the Bulldogs of Sierra Vista.
I'm excited. Although when I walked by the practices of both teams warming up, Sierra Vista looked a little small, I'll be honest, compared to the Knights.
That's the way I felt about it, but they didn't have their pads on yet.
Oh.
They were, and that may be part of it, but they definitely looked shorter.
Right.
Now, I did
did have a short conversation today with the coach's dad, and he said he had the opportunity to talk to 4 or 5 kids on the team today, and they were all fired up. They're ready to go. They're excited about the playoffs. He said they had that fire in their eyes.
Like the fire in the belly, kind of, right?
The eye of the fighting knife.
Nice.
And, you know, when the printer on your side, you got to strike the metal.
I knew you were going to come up with something, but I thought I had to do with
sharpen your sword.
I thought I had to do with a purple haboob.
We're not there yet. This has been looking good. We've got a few minutes here before. Let's go take a quick break, and we'll come back with some more free game box.
All righty. KNTR Sports. This is Fighting Nights Football, 980 AM, and KNTRSports.com. We'll be right back.
Every morning, the sun greets you, as reliable as a train heating and cooling system. Well, almost. Because no matter the temperature outside, it's always perfect inside. And when the sun calls it a day, the train system is there to say goodnight. Cooling and beyond.
Over 52 years and nothing stops Salmon's air conditioning. Fortunes save for comfortable homes every time. Visit salmonsac.com, a bookmark worth saving. Salmon's air conditioning.
It's hard to stop a train.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights!
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
Havasu Pest Control is proud to introduce our newest team member. Say hi, Dylan. Dylan is our highly trained and certified bed bug detection dog. In less than 2 minutes, Dylan can detect the presence of bed bugs with an astonishing 90% accuracy. Our thermal eradication treatment is incredibly effective without costly furnishing replacement. Call us and get to know Dylan, another one of the good guys at Havasu Pest Control. 855-1054.
He steps back. Tries to go up the middle, and he is brought down, sacked. In there on the tackle is Vinny Fiantaka. And a host of others. Also, we're going to give a little credit there to Ethan Adler, wearing number 8. He just got swooped in and toasted. Third down and 14 now. And a timeout on the field from the Bulldogs.
We'll keep it right here.
We're going to keep it right here?
Yes, sir.
How we doing, Paul?
Oh, we're good. We're good. I'm real good. Of course, Fighting Nights Football brought to you in part by the rest of our sponsors. We started the list before. Jim likes to cut off Paul Lavoie Cheney. Cut in there. Havasu Springs Resort also. River Valley Window Company. You're actually pretty good about not doing that. A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havasu Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, Amore Pine and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Ups Motorsports, Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating, Perfection Tube Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, and Havasu Pest Control. Just a reminder, at halftime we'll have the Perfection to Detail halftime report. It's all you.
I can go now?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I cut you off. I mean, you were just falling out of your chair. Holy mackerel.
You know what saved me, right?
Marissa.
No, this right here, this counter. I grabbed it.
Okay, man in motion. Hand off. He tries to go up the middle. He's hit by the ankles in the backfield and is dropped for a loss of two. And a slightly shaken up Bulldog out there. Looks like number 55 for them. Tall, lanky kid. Brandon Encinas. He's one of the team captains.
We'll take another timeout on the field.
Fourth down. We're going to take a break, or are you going to hear from some of our sponsors here?
We could do that. Martin Swanee Paradise Auto. They bring you like-new vehicles with zero pressure and hometown honesty. Stop by and see why this local dealership makes car shopping feel like paradise. Paradise Auto and Truck Center.
.com. So we've got a fourth down situation. We're going to call it fourth and 17 for the Bulldogs. 49 seconds left in the half, and it's pretty much, you could say, all Fighting Knights now.
Yeah, they've definitely got the momentum. You know, I said before they started a little bit slow. I think they found that momentum in that the Bulldogs, I wouldn't say they let up, but they found a weakness somewhere in that defense, and especially the running game. You notice how they got the running game going?
They did. They went all runs, and
right.
When the offense started to click, it opened
right.
up the pass.
The 35-yard pass
yeah.
for touchdown.
There was some serious coaching going on here. Line coach over here with, how do you say it, Adil Gomez, number 72?
I think so.
Look for him to be making a move and jet by a guy here. They are going for it on fourth down at the 42. Looking for a long pass, and he is back. Brought down in the backfield by number 24, Tristan Andrade.
Playing both sides of the field. That's how you make a notable night status right there. You get knighted by King.
Let's make a note there, Andrade.
You can get knighted by King James over here.
Big sack.
King Jim.
King James.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they call LeBron, though.
Now.
You are a Lakers fan.
Now, we've got 43 seconds, and it is 21-0. Your Fighting Knights are going to take over at their own 46.
Got a miniature version of the inflatable knight down here on the field.
Well, that's a mascot.
The inflatable knight looks like...
He looks like he's inflated.
He looks like a bulldog.
First to 10 for your Fighting Knights. Looking for a death punch here. I'm thinking, I'm going long. The snap. He goes out wide. It's received at the 50, the 45, to the 40. Had one man to beat, but he did wrap him up. Was barely able to bring him down at the 40-yard line of the Bulldogs. Cecina, right? Was the receiver on that one. Jay Deacon will be back there with Halo Jump, and it looks like we're calling a timeout for your Havasu Fighting Knights. All of a sudden, they're threatening. And with this offense, when it gets explosive, man, it just explodes.
Brought the crowd back up a little bit. We got a conversation right in front of us, so I don't want to spy on people, but might have to make a little technical adjustment here, right?
You've been making lots of technical adjustments.
I got to reel it in. There we go. Let's set it right here and see what happens, all right? Anyway,
everything sounds okay in my ears.
Well, that's here, but, you know, we have a link.
We have a link.
To the studio, yes. The missing link that you can't see. It's wireless. It's called cell phone communication. Anyway.
Right.
Players going back out on the field.
First and 10.
How many plays do you think they'll get that fourth touchdown in the first half?
It would be a death blow. A death punch.
This is playoff football, so, yeah, you don't want to be down by four touchdowns.
Carter Devitt wide to the right. Halo Jump to receive the snap. Here's the snap. He takes a couple of steps back. Quick out pass, and it's a little short and can't pick it up. That's Cole Cecina out there. It was in the dirt, so to speak, or the AstroTurf, as it were. All the players looking to the coach. The clock's not running. 26 seconds left in the half. Trying to put some more points on the scoreboard.
Yeah, he had that rush from Trenton Richardson coming in. It kind of broke up the whole play. Then you got Halo's got to hurry, and you've got the receiver a little off target, and yeah, it just didn't work and it was all Richardson on that one.
Twins to the left, Twins to the right. From the gun, Halo Jump takes the snap. He's looking to the right, quick pass, and it is received by number 21, Cole Cicina, and he gets a few yards and runs out of bounds to stop the clock with 20 seconds left, and we are going to give him a gain of 5 yards on that one, bringing up second and five.
Lieutenant Cicina is proud of his son on that one.
He did the smart thing, got the pass, ran out of bounds, stopped the clock.
It was the same play they had to rush.
Cicina and Carter Devitt to the right. We now have one wide to the left as we bring in our twin to a tight end position on the left side.
Oh, there is a wide receiver over there. Okay, I was like, the left side, he's way out there.
Third and five?
About what?
Third and five?
Third and five. That's what the scoreboard says. Ball marker says third down. Not sure what the confusion is, Jim.
Well, he received the pass and ran out. That was first down for five, right? We stopped the clock.
I don't know. Halo Jump's okay. Coming out, so coming back to the sideline to talk about it.
Steps over with Carter Devitt.
Right.
The play and Cole Cicina.
Is the play clock rolling here?
They have a mini huddle away from the rest of the players. In wideout position. Halo goes back to the quarterback position. He's accompanied back there by number 15, Cone Taylor. No, that would be, I believe that's Jay Deacon.
25?
Way out right. We've got Cone Taylor. 14 is Carter Devitt. 15 seconds on the clock. Conversation between the coach and the referee in the white hat.
Yep, the new glasses clearing say that something. Is Cone Taylor way out to the left.
Man in motion. Here's the snap. Halo goes back 5-6 yards. Screen pass over the middle. Two men in front of him. He uses that straight arm, and he's being thrown forward to the 31-yard line. That's close to the first down. It's going to bring up fourth down and a timeout charged to your Havasu Fighting Knights. We're going to keep it right here. We've only got 6 seconds left on the clock, a timeout. And you got one, maybe two plays. Before the half, and a death punch on behalf of the Fighting Knights of Lake Havasu. So we've got the players huddled up at the 35, between the 35 and the 40-yard line, discussing what we're going to do here. It's fourth down. You definitely need a first down if you can do a play in 3, 4, 5 seconds, leave one play. There, if you go deep, you're probably only going to have one play.
This is definitely one-play territory, I think. They really have to get a quick one off to in 6 seconds.
Three bunched to the right. Halo waiting for the stop. The snap, they were faking a blitz. Halo deep to the left, and it's intercepted at the 9-yard line, and the clock says zero.
That was one play.
It was one play, and it wasn't good for the Fighting Knights. However, it does pin them back deep. So, Bulldogs really haven't been able to get anything going here. Let's see if they are going to call it. Yeah, they're headed off the field. So it's halftime. We're going to recap the half in just a moment. I'm Jim Chaney, along with Paul Lavoie and the strange man who wandered into the into the press box.
Mr. X. That's it.
And it's not number 61. You're listening to KNTR Sports.
Nestled between Parker and Havasu, the Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort is beloved by travelers, adored by locals, where everyday life melts into something extraordinary. From a romantic evening under the stars or a well-earned break from routine, the Springs Dining offers a menu and setting worth savoring. Enjoy a dockside lunch, cocktails in the lounge, or hold your event in the Oasis Room. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Reserve now at HavasuSprings.com.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
The Bradley Auto Group is a proud sponsor of high school football. Hey, this is Robert with the Bradley Auto Group. Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, and Riverview Auto Sales. You'll find hundreds of pre-owned and new vehicles on our lots. We are community-minded and always looking to support athletic and education causes. Please see any of our dealerships for a new car, truck, or SUV. We have award-winning service departments, body shop, parts departments, and from all of us at Bradley Auto Group, go Knights!
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Call the and have a control.
Living in the desert presents some unique challenges, like some pretty unsavory pests taking up residency in your home. The problem is, oftentimes you don't notice them until it's too late. Havasu Pest Control has been inspecting, detecting, and helping to control desert pests in Havasu since 1973. They're state certified to help you maintain a pest and rodent-free environment. So call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Fighting Knights are polishing up for the second half, and we're detailing exactly what just went down in the first. It's time for the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.
Well, welcome back. We're at Lake Havasu High School. I'm Jim Chaney, along with Paul Lavoie. Halftime score, your Fighting Knights 21, and they are taking on the Bulldogs of Sierra Linda, and they have the golden goose egg up there on the scoreboard. 21-0 with the band of knights out at the 50-yard line performing for your listening pleasure. Well, Paul, let's talk a little bit here about everything that we just saw in the first half.
Well, we saw a nice run from, I think it was about the 15, maybe the 17-yard line by Andrade that was called back on a hold, I believe. And they couldn't get the ball in the end zone, the Fighting Knights, that is. And then we saw 21 second quarter points, if I'm not mistaken. Three touchdowns in the second quarter.
It was kind of like an engine with no spark in the first quarter.
Yeah.
There was really no movement going on there. And then all of a sudden things started to get going for the Fighting Knights. I think they were kind of sparked by the defense.
They started backing up the
Bulldogs.
I'm hearing a spark from your phone.
You think it is the spark? It is. It's one of those things I was trying to...
Oh, it's an ad.
Well, it's an ad. We'll turn that down.
It's okay. You're fine.
kind of funny.
Yeah, I was checking on area scores because are in the playoffs. Area teams in the playoffs. We have River Valley in action tonight against Sholo. That game is 7-7 at this time. I don't know who else we have in the playoffs actually playing tonight. Mojave's got the bye. Okay.
Lee Williams? Are they in?
Lee Williams was right
outside, weren't they? Were they left out?
Well, we can find that out rather quickly here. But back to some of our guys here that had some good stuff going on. We had Nico, Luke, Cone Taylor.
Right.
Making some nice plays out there.
Cone Taylor had that first touchdown, 35-yarder.
Defense is looking good. Sending them backwards. Officials are a little slow. Chain gaining is a little slow.
Yeah, they had the playoff jitters on the chain gain for sure. But you had in the second, Coach Thompson started that second quarter with all runs. He ran from his own 2-yard line all the way down to the 35, and then they threw that pass and broke the game wide open. It was the craziest thing. He thought, well, they're just going to run the ball. Nope, didn't happen that way.
Well, the running was working. And that was the big issue. And then I believe that the running started to open up the passing game. And so far, it looks like when it's all said and done, it's 21-0. And it looks like it might just be curtains for the Bulldogs of Sierra Vista.
So here's the rankings. We were talking about the top eight. These teams had a bye this week. It's Arcadia, Snowflake, Bradshaw Mountain. I think Bradshaw Mountain might be
the team.
One of the teams to beat, yes. They handled Mojave. Mojave at number 4. Combs is number 5. Gila Ridge, who the Fighting Knights beat in week 1 at the Sky Dome in Flagstaff. They are ranked number 6. Coach couldn't figure that out. We talked about that on Speak Out. Like, how does Havasu win 55-0 and drop 5 places and Gila Ridge gets into the top 8?
How did that happen?
Strength of schedule. That's all you can explain. Micah Mountain, who, if we keep going the way we're going now, Micah Mountain, Thunderbolts, that will be the opponent next week for the Fighting Knights. And then you have the Marcos Deniza Padres. Marcos Deniza is a darn good team. They are in it every year. They have a really solid football program. So, your top, Yunker ended up at 21. Estrella Foothills at 22. And Paradise Honors was 24. Of course, Sierra Linda, number 23. Lee Williams, right outside of the bubble there, 26 was their ranking. So they missed the playoffs.
Let's see. We got Palo Verde Valley over in Blythe, 8-0 over O'Farrell Charter. And how about our boys that we were talking to there? What was it at the McDonald's? The Yunker boys.
Yunker at 21. Yeah.
They're at 21?
Yes. And then Deer Valley, who handed, this is my take, Deer Valley handed Havasu a 24-23 loss at home. Havasu was at home. I think had Havasu beaten Deer Valley that game, we would be on a bye this week. And Gila Ridge would be sitting outside of the top 8. The strength of schedule thing, though. You lost to a team that is still in the playoff. I mean, you got to realize our whole conference, which was Deer Valley, and you had Yunker, Estrella Foothills, and Buckeye Union. Buckeye Union was the only one that did not make the playoffs. They were at number 30.
So Yunker is playing West Foothills.
Yes.
And it is 27-0.
That game going on in favor of?
Oh, West Foothills.
Yunker getting
thumped.
Thumped a little bit.
Yeah. So that's not so good for them. But we still have a football game here. It's not out of reach. It's 21-0. And are we going to take a quick break here?
We probably should.
Let's do it. You're listening to KNTR Sports, and we'll be right back.
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you.
Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time. Your college. Mojave College.
Every morning, the sun greets you. As reliable as a train heating and cooling system. Well, almost. Because no matter the temperature outside, it's always perfect inside. And when the sun calls it a day, a train system is there to say goodnight. Heating, cooling, and beyond.
Over 52 years and nothing stops Salmon's air conditioning. Fortunes save for comfortable homes every time. Visit salmonsac.com, a bookmark worth saving. Salmon's air conditioning.
It's hard to stop a train.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom. No flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto. Proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights.
Oh, my glory. Do you smell that?
Oh, that's the triple berry pie. I mean, apple. No, wait. That has to be the quiche. Oh, I can't figure it out. But it all smells like cinnamon, butter, and a hug from your grandma.
You figure out their little secret ingredient, though?
Yeah, it's love. And a whole lot of butter. They don't call it Amore Pie for nothing.
Amore Pie and More. Every recipe starts and ends with something you can't find in stores. Love. Amore Pie and More. Lake Havasu. New Amore Pie and More.com.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
Call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control.
Havasu Pest Control is proud to introduce our newest team member. Say hi, Dylan. Dylan is our highly trained and certified bed bug detection dog. In less than 2 minutes, Dylan here can detect the presence of bed bugs with an astonishing 90% accuracy. Our thermal eradication treatment is incredibly effective without costly furnishing replacement. Call us and get to know Dylan, another one of the good guys at Havasu Pest Control. 855-1054.
There's nothing better than Friday night's football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havastyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Family fun is my favorite time. Let your adventure begin at Havastyle Recreation, your Mercury dealer. If your fun is boating, try our 2025 low SS210 boats equipped with the Mercury Pro XS150, offering discounts over $9,000. Campers, boaters, and desert explorers, bring family fun to your next level.
Welcome back to the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.
Welcome back. Jim Chaney along with Paul Lavoie, Lake Havasu High School Friday Night Lights. It's a playoff night. First round action. Fighting Knights up 21-0 over the Sierra Linda Bulldogs. Elsewhere in the bracket, the 4A bracket, we've got a 22-22 game between Deer Valley and St. Mary's. And you were going to say a little bit here about what we have on tap on the air here at KNTR.
Saturday and Sunday, we have, well, tomorrow morning, 9:30 pregame, 10 o'clock kickoff. We'll have Georgia hosting Mississippi State. That'll be a pretty good game, Compass Media Networks.
Now, what time is that?
That'll be 10 o'clock in the morning, Arizona time. We've got to give out the Arizona time now. You know that. You've been on the river long enough.
Well, we only have Arizona time.
Well, we do, but in Nevada, in California, it is 1 hour behind, always.
Yeah.
All right.
If the sun was up or the moon was bright, we could see the land over there. We could see it into a different time zone.
If you're following along at KNTRSports.com, the fantasy forecast, NFL preview, and NFL insider are not going to air tomorrow. So we'll have the, check this out. I think it's from Death Valley, too, because it's LSU versus Alabama. And I believe that's at Death Valley, right?
Death Valley would be Alabama.
I thought Death Valley was LSU. Right.
Or it's LSU?
Yeah. Louisiana Tigers. LSU. Of course, the home, that's where Adrian Peterson came from.
Okay, we got North.
And the Honey Badger.
Okay, Northwest, sorry, I was looking here. Northwest Christian and Walden Grove are in the playoffs here. 20 against number 13.
Uh-huh.
And the it is the 20th ranked team is up 29-10
against
over
number
the
13.
10th. Wait, we're the 10th ranked team.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Oh, 13th. 20 versus 13.
Right.
And they're winning 29-10. That's,
oh wow,
where I went wrong there.
That's big, actually.
It is.
It just goes to show you, it's like Coach was saying, he was a little suspect of that system, but it's the system they use. And that's the rules you play under, right? The ranking system. Anyway, on Sunday, got an early one from Berlin, Germany, right?
What?
Berlin. That's right, or Berlin, as they say. The Atlanta Falcons and the Indianapolis Colts. I like Indy in that one. Indy's going to be mad. I think they lost last week. Then you have the Patriots at Tampa Bay. There you go. Baker Mayfield.
Baker.
Patriots are looking pretty good, though.
Okay, we've got Mesquite and Coconino, number 19. Mesquite playing number 14, Coconino. It's 14-22.
In favor of?
In favor of Coconino.
Oh, yeah. I've said all along, we don't want to play Coconino. Coconino dismantled Mojave.
So in a totally unrelated note, well, it is related in that.
You want to know who the last game is?
Who's the last game?
Or the second game would be, or third game, sorry, the Arizona Cardinals at Seattle. So they're playing where the 12th man is, right? Seattle. And then you have the Steelers at Chargers.
I'm liking Brissett for the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. He's got the starting job now.
They said he's got it?
Yeah, I've heard anywhere. I think Kyler's either on injured reserve or benched or both.
I think I read that they weren't going to put him on injured reserve. Tomorrow you've got my Iowa Hawkeyes taking on Oregon, and do not be surprised if Iowa wins the game.
Game day preparation?
And that brings me to the subject, my game day procedures.
Procedures, okay.
And we had the game here. And, you know, I had forgotten to buy my chili.
No.
So I was heading back, and I get around the marsh, and I thought, I'm going to stop into that gas station just across the Needles Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
That we have discussed that has a name.
Mark's Mobile?
No.
Oh, which gas station?
The Indian Station.
Oh.
And you said I said it was Salpo.
It's Talipo.
It means very definite that it's Talipo.
It means Roadrunner.
And I am here to tell you.
Uh-oh, there we go.
That the guy behind the counter says you were wrong.
I'm wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
But.
So how do you say it?
To your credit, so was I.
Oh. So how do you say it?
Kind of shocking. Okay, it's T-H. So, like, you had a T and an H, Halipo, like,
no.
Tally-ho.
Like Talipo, right?
Right. It's not like a TH,
okay.
But it's like Talipo. It's
you sound like my
Talipo.
Sound like my French teacher trying to teach me to say the number 8.
Yeah, which
is
so
wheat.
Yes, and they did have the Hormel chili with no beef.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, saved me.
They have some of the best gas station food I've ever had.
I like that.
You know the Tornados, the things that are on the little spinning wheel thing?
Yeah.
Actually, Red Bull Ronnie turned me on to Tornados. That's pretty good.
Red Bull Ronnie.
Yeah, that's our boy.
All right, we've got 3.5 minutes until we kick off again. And we got the boys, the opposing team, just coming back on the field. We going to take a quick break here, Paul?
Real quick.
Let's do it. This is KNTR Sports.
Ow. Okay, that's enough. It's time to trim those nails. Where did he go? Sparky, get over here.
Tired of chasing your furry friend, trying to trim those overgrown nails? Dog's coat resemble a wild jungle rather than a sleek fur coat? Your furry buddy in cahoots with the raccoons rummaging through the city trash? Bring it all to a Cut Above Grooming. Dirty dogs done dirt cheap. And the smelly cat, too. From teacup to woolly mammoth, a Cut Above does it all. Bath time, nail time, teeth brushing, flea and tick. To Cut Above, Main Street, Lake Havasu.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems, proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
There's nothing better than Friday Night's football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Yay! Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havastyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Family fun is my favorite time. Let your adventure begin at Havastyle Recreation, your Mercury dealer. If your fun is boating, try our 2025 low SS210 boats equipped with the Mercury Pro XS150, offering discounts over $9,000. Campers, boaters, and desert explorers, bring family fun to your next level.
Anderson Power Sports Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in northwest Arizona since 2022. We have the following manufacturers: Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, Godfrey Pontoon Boats, Bennington, and Mercury. Visit our website at AndersonPowerSportsAZ.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Just because they're experts doesn't mean they charge more for it. River Valley Window Company sells Milgard windows and are competitive with the big box stores. You'll work with a specialized dealer who has decades of experience with replacement Milgard windows. Stop by the showroom to see all the options available at your local window company. River Valley Window Company, on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu, and online at rvwco.com. River Valley Window Company.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
Welcome back. We're about ready for the second half kickoff. We've got Havasu 21-0 for the Sierra Linda Bulldogs. Now, we had a gentleman pop in here.
Yeah.
What is your name, sir?
Josh
what?
Piercy.
Piercy. And your kid's playing.
Yep.
And
Owen Merrill's his son.
Owen Merrill is your son. Oh, we've talked about him tonight. He's been out on some good plays. But you're supposed to be on a flight. Because it's your anniversary.
To see the Cardinals?
Oh, no, not the Seahawks, the Cardinals.
So, congratulations on your anniversary.
Yeah.
And that's a good dad staying here to watch your kid in the playoffs.
Were you affected by the shutdown?
Oh.
Not yet.
I haven't gotten to the airport yet.
Right. Well, have a safe trip.
You bet.
All right. Gotcha.
We are going to be making, we got to get back to Tucson.
Tough for the crowd for the audience out there on the radio land to hear that. But, yeah, he's going to Seattle to see his Seahawks, my Cardinals, and not your Hawkeyes, though.
No.
Anyway.
Don't be surprised if Iowa wins the game.
Is Oregon
that bad? I think they'll definitely
beat.
No, they're really good.
That's what I thought.
But everybody's thinking, other than Hawkeye fans, but if you start looking at some common scores,
they're looking past.
Iowa actually wins.
Okay.
By the numbers.
I can't wait to see that one.
It's going to be wet and muddy. Okay, here's the snap. Halo, quick pass to the left, received. He jets forward for a 10, maybe 9-yard gain on the far side of the field. With the reception there was... I can't see his number, and Paul doesn't have his number 15. That's Cone Taylor.
Right.
And he hit the Jets there as soon as he caught the ball. It'll be 2nd and 2.
I wanted to get another playoff update in because it was really important with Eastmark. They're in a really good division with Arcadia and Snowflake.
And they are winning against Desert Sunrise.
Live ball. That's a live ball.
Live ball, and he crashes down on it at the 38, and that's where he's going to mark it down.
Man.
With the recovery there was Tristan Andrade.
That's why you don't throw backwards passes, folks.
Well,
that's officially a fumble.
It worked because they got a first down because it rolled forward.
He did kick the ball, though.
We're not supposed to kick it unless you're punting it. But Eastmark, 42, Desert Sunrise, nothing
42.
At this time.
Eastmark is from that
Coconino.
It's a great division.
Coconino 22, Mesquite 14.
Oh.
Walden Grove 10, Northwest Christian 29. Back to the game. Halo jump waiting for the snap. The blitz is coming. And it came a little too far. And they are going to be marking this off against the Bulldogs.
Are there no free plays in high school? Because that could have been a free play. Had they snapped it, it would still be a flag. But you have a free play, right? That's what they do in the pros.
Yeah.
I didn't know that a defensive penalty was a dead ball foul. So they called it dead.
1st and 5. Halo jump on the snap. Takes a couple steps back over the middle.
Whoa.
It's received. Number 25. He's got room to the 15, to the 10. Out to the outside, to the 5. Reaching for the end zone. Can't quite get to the cone. And he will be brought down. They're going to mark it at the 4. That was a nice catch right over the middle, and then he went to the outside, reached for the cone, and now look what I see out there by the feet of the referee, and I see laundry.
How far
and
back?
Holding.
You've got to be kidding.
Your lighting knife.
Before or after the catch?
Well, down there, it's probably after the catch because it's quite a ways down. The flag was at the 12-yard.
Well, I still got a gain out of it.
So they're
going to be a first down.
Mark it back to the 29, and it's going to be a first down. So,
still
not a bad play.
That just imagines that just pretty much goes as a pitching catch then. But and the reason why that ball got away like it did was Halo jump, man. He threw it right in the face of danger, but got rid of it.
Carter Devitt wide to the right. Jay Deacon to the left. Halo jump waits for the snap. He has it. He's looking. He's got time. Throws it into the end zone at the 1-yard line.
Wow.
He receives it, and the referee extends his arms into the air. That is a touchdown. You're Fighting Knights with 10:14 left on the clock in the third quarter.
Guess who? Carter Devitt.
Carter Devitt going up high to receive that one.
And Halo threaded the needle. He really threaded that. Did you see that where the pass ended up?
I don't know who this kid is that's not on the team that just ran by the stands, but we might want to sign him up because he's fast.
Okay. That pass was placed perfectly between two defenders.
Jay Deacon with the hold. Ibarra, the kick, limps through the upright.
Yeah.
And it's 28-0 with 10:40 left on the clock in favor of your Fighting Knights. Let's take a break. We'll come right on back. Playoff football Friday night under the lights on KNPR Sports.
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time, your college, Mojave College.
Okay. Are we back?
Yes.
Spencer Ibarra doesn't kick it to the right. He kicks it to the left. Number zero having trouble picking up the ball on that one. Trenton Richardson can't reel it in. He did touch it, and then it goes out of bounds at, we'll call it, the 16-yard line, where the Bulldogs will take over first and 10.
Number eight tried to get a handle on that ball and could not. Jordan Vargas, he's the quarterback, actually.
No, I think that was number zero, wasn't it?
Zero. Okay.
Trenton Richardson?
You're right. It was hard to see all that way over there.
And
why I got the glasses, but.
Jordan Vargas is their second leading receiver. Their leading receiver is number five, Rayon Rogers Sr. Rayon Rogers.
Well, they're not.
They used to call him Buck, huh?
That's a great.
Rayon.
It's a great radio name.
Okay, we've got a bit of a wishbone in the shotgun for the Bulldogs. He looks immediately left, throws it to number zero, and he reels it in, and this might be a first down after an 11-yard gain to number zero, Trenton Richardson.
Rayon Rogers and Melendez.
They haven't...
I'm thinking of band names.
You know, we have Bulldogs that just haven't been able to get anything going.
No.
Offensively.
And it's partially the purple haboob. It's the coverage. It might be the size difference. It's not the speed, I'll tell you that, because the Bulldogs do have good team speed.
Checking with the referee there to make sure he's not offside.
It looks like they had a game plan, and now they just can't go with it.
Here's the snap. Looks to the right, and he just misses Brandon Hadnott, who is his leading receiver there, number seven, just a bit out of his reach, and that's going to bring up second and 10.
It makes you wonder if there's a Brandon Had and that Brandon Had Not.
Well, there are the Hads and the Had Nots.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's going to be second down. Bulldogs from their own 27-yard line.
It's like Havasu scores that first touchdown, and it threw Sierra Linda off completely. Like they had to abandon their game plan. Because it was 0-0 after one quarter.
Well, they seem a little... I don't know.
Disjointed?
Hesitant. Yeah, even on the snap.
Confidence.
And they don't have anybody over center. You know, he's not getting smacked the second he snaps.
Right.
Here's the snap. Drops back. Oh. Long pass down the sideline. Left side. He's pushing off. There is a flag.
Come on.
It does go empty, incomplete to Trenton Richardson for the Bulldogs, but I think it might be on Trenton Richardson because he was definitely straight arming the defender while the ball was in the air.
Well, he got a high five from his teammate.
He did?
Yeah. It's against Havasu. I am in complete disagreement with that.
Well, there's two flags on the ground.
Two players are arm barring, and they call it on one. That was not. Cone Taylor has nothing to be ashamed of.
And that was in front of us. That was on the sideline nearest us. We had
obviously
very very good view.
Obviously, Cone Taylor in coverage. That was a very poor call.
If we were at a pro game, we would have paid hundreds of dollars for these seats, Paul.
You bet we would, but there would be a bar in it too, so.
Too wide to the right. From the shotgun, lots of company in the backfield. He hands it off up the middle. He gets met and then pops outside. More haboob defenders on the way, and he is brought down possibly with a half yard, maybe 1 yard gain. Good defense all in all by your Havasu Fighting Knights.
Great pursuit, protecting the edge on that one. Nice.
There was
nice
no
play.
Hole to go through, so
no.
He... You know, tried
around
to pop
the edge.
It out, tried to go around the edge, and there was hot pursuit by a bunch of guys in purple jerseys.
Getting them. Okay. I'm getting a message that now we're good. All right. Tell me when you need more volume in your ears, sir.
I think I'm okay.
Okay.
Are you using a tinfoil hat to receive these messages?
Yeah.
Second and eight.
I used to.
Pump fake goes long down the far sideline. It
picked
looks
off.
Like it's, oh, it was picked off momentarily
really
there by Spencer Ibarra, but it looks like the receiver was able to pop it out of his hands. All in all, good defense again by the little guy, Spencer
right.
Ibarra. They pick on him. They every single team picks on him.
Every single game.
And it doesn't work.
But that was the first time they picked on him that I could see.
There's been a few times they've gone at him.
Well, maybe when he was kicking on that last kick, it looked
like
it was
over there in the end zone.
Yeah.
He deflected it. You're not a Spencer Ibarra fan like me.
Oh, I actually am. He's a soccer player.
He's a football player. Third down and eight. The snap. He looks to the left. He has number zero, Trenton Richardson. He does reel it in, but he's popped immediately. He does pick up about 2 yards, bringing up fourth.
Carter Devin in perfect
and
coverage at the 49.
Three.
Didn't touch him until he got there. It was well timed.
Marking him down at the 50-yard line. So it'll be fourth and short at midfield, and this is about the best that the Bulldogs have done all night long.
It really is, and they're just on the edge of Knights territory.
And if they want to make a game of this, they need to do something now.
Have they been on the Knights side of the field? It's been a while.
On defense.
Yeah.
Here's the snap. He rolls to the right, going back deeper into his own territory. Got to keep it, and he's at the first. It looks like he is going to get the first down where he is brought down. Now, while he gets the first down, it's only a gain of about 2 yards, so it wasn't a gaping hole. Everybody was covered. He was looking at receiver, did not have one.
He took
the long
way. And
now, do we have a flag? Because nobody's moving.
He took the long way, that's for sure.
I don't see Laundrie on the field, but we have a little talk here.
We have an injury, an official's timeout.
They're having a little conference on the far sideline.
Yeah. They're trying to figure out how to use the chain gang. Here we go. It looks like a penalty against... No?
A sideline warning.
Yeah. Ah. Sideline warning against Tierra Linda.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
That's
non-contact.
Where the referee said, listen, Linda.
Linda.
Listen, Linda.
Tierra Linda.
One more time. Yep. So they did give him a 5-yard penalty.
They gave him a warning,
but a first down. So we have a first and 15.
Well, the chain gang is confused.
Yeah, well, that's, you know.
Now it looks like it's going to be first and 10 from the 48 of their own Bulldog 48. And here's the snap. He backpedals, looks over the middle of his arm, forearm gets hit, and, oh, could have been picked off there by Cole Cicina, but he just couldn't quite stretch out far enough to reel in the wounded duck.
You see that blitz? That's
and
nice.
And is that their quarterback holding their hand back there?
No.
No, it's number 20, who's on the other page here. That's Tyrese Nelson, running back. He's a senior, clutching his hand.
Oh,
personal.
Now we know why.
Hit to the helmet. And they are, well, he was holding his hand.
Yeah, I don't.
So he had his hand up on
I don't know.
Now that is going to put them into Havasu territory, and it's going to be first and 10 at the Havasu 37.
Definitely, I wouldn't say a poorly reffed game, but just a inconsistently reffed. There's things they're seeing that we're not seeing. There's rules they're interpreting that I've never seen interpreted. The pass interference, for example. Really?
And a slow chain gang.
I can't put my hand, you know,
I could
see if he was grabbing jersey, but.
From the gun, two wide to the left, one wide to the right, two in the backfield next to him. He hands it off up the middle.
Boy.
Chunky kid heads up the middle, and he's going to gain about 4 yards.
That's a first. Did Keith Jackson do that description before? That was good. So he looked like Larry Zonka running, didn't he?
Yeah, a little bit.
No, but he had that bulk going up the middle and the legs for sure.
Yeah, he's not William Perry, but he's not
Archie Griffin.
Archie Griffin.
Yeah. Or Marcus Allen.
You couldn't think of an Iowa back,
yeah,
could you?
Yeah,
because they didn't
Nick
have any.
Okay.
Oh.
Second and six. Here's a high snap. He drops back, throws it to the left. Wide open, he slips.
Ooh.
He gains his feet, hit
wow.
from behind, and knocked forward
Ooh.
By big number 98 for your Havasu Fighting Knights. That's Owen Merrill, whose father is not on an airplane.
Nobody's seeing a good game, but it's worth it.
And it's his anniversary.
And it's, yeah.
But he's here for the kid.
Nice guy. Nice guy.
Third and two, a long two.
Looks like the crowd, you were asking me, you know, why is the crowd so thin earlier and start the game? It really was thin, Havasu, but picked up a little bit. I think folks may have come up from First Friday.
And we've got probably, what, 40, 50 people over there for made the way up from.
Yes.
Too wide to the right, a high snap, throws it to the left, and he got a little distracted. Heard footsteps, and those footsteps belong to Luke Johnson and Cone Taylor. And he said, you know what? I got a couple of guys over here, Luke and Cone, and they're going to smack me if I catch this. So maybe I should just drop it.
You know what those fans across the way from Phoenix are enjoying the most here, right? Our gas prices. Maricopa County there.
Are they high?
They're well over. They're around 370.
Wow.
Yeah. They have the highest in the state. They have had. 340 to 350, 370-ish down the high end.
Fourth and two. This is a must first down situation for the Bulldogs. The snap again high. He looks to the left, has his receiver, and this time he reels it in for a... Oh, he doesn't reel it in.
Great hit. Beautifully timed hit.
Looked like he had it.
Look who they picked on, too.
The timing was so good, and Spencer Ibarra smacked him. Knocked the ball out, and he is rolling around on the ground over there, not Spencer, the receiver, as if he got the wind knocked out of him.
That was a great timed hit. That was at the, in the air. Spencer flew at him, hit him just right when the ball made contact with the receiver, went out of bounds, not the receiver, but the ball. And, yeah, Spencer Ibarra, man, that's a notable night right there.
Both teams now with their coaches near the sideline while they're working on the injured player on one knee.
We could take a break.
All the players are on one knee. The hurt player's on his back. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to KNTR Sports.
My bad. I didn't know he was hurt, Jim. All right.
Oh, he's hurt.
Yeah, I didn't know. All right. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. And this is KNTR Lake Havasu City, KJJJ HD4 Laughlin.
Nestled between Parker and Havasu, the Spring Dining at Havasu Springs Resort is beloved by travelers, adored by locals, where everyday life melts into something extraordinary. From a romantic evening under the stars or a well-earned break from routine, the Spring Dining offers a menu and setting worth savoring. Enjoy a dockside lunch, cocktails in the lounge, or hold your event in the Oasis Room. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Reserve now at HavasuSprings.com.
Mojave Power Sports continues to serve you, your one-stop shop. Complete maintenance for all your toys, adult and family toys, UTVs, quads, off-road, wave runners, boats, jet skis, dirt bikes, recreational vehicles, you name it. Plus, all cars, trucks, SUVs, and the soccer van, gas or diesel. Many can be repaired the same day. Mojave Power Sports, experts with watercraft and vehicles. Get yours running great by the professionals at Mojave Power Sports, 1595 Joy Lane. Call for an appointment for your watercraft, 768-1230.
Fighting Knights take over, 6:20 on the clock, first and 10 from their own 30-yard line. The snap, Halo looks to the left, fires over the middle, and it is short there. He had his man, but it was a little low for Luke Johnson to be able to reel that in, and that's going to bring up second and 10. With 6:15 now left in the third quarter, it's been all Fighting Knights.
Yeah, Halo was really short on that one by 2-3 yards. I hadn't. It's kind of uncharacteristic of him.
And he was wide open. Wide open.
Oh, Luke has a way of getting wide open for sure. Lined up in the slot right now.
From the gun, too wide to the left. Got to be careful on that wide out left. The way motion he made there, looking to the right, Halo jump, staggers, throws it.
No, he got it.
Catch that?
He got it.
He did. That goes all the way down to the other 40-yard line of the Bulldogs. Deep pass over the middle, Halo's sitting there kind of juking a couple of times. He does a fake. He doesn't do a pump fake.
Right.
He does a shoulder juke.
Oh, Carter Devitt, you have a future in excavating. Because he dug that one out.
He did.
I believe
I
Devitt,
thought the defender had a hand on it.
I believe there's a Devitt construction here in Havasu. So he's got a future in excavating for sure. That was a nice dig.
First and 10, we're going to call it the 41 now of the Bulldogs for Havasu, who is on the march. Man in motion, that's number 12, Luke Johnson. He hands it off to him. Gets away from one tackler in the backfield, makes
Ooh.
A lot of
wow.
movement up the middle, a little left, a little right, and the next thing you know, he's got a first down, and it was hard-earned, hard-running.
That's a Marcus Allen going on for a minute.
It really did. There was juking and jiving and
right.
moving forward. Feet moving fast,
moving to the grooving.
Not great big steps, but
just
forward
enough.
And just enough to fake out the defenders.
And good balance, good center of gravity there.
Yeah.
Look who's in the backfield.
We've got Halo and
Tristan
Carter Devitt.
Is that
Tristan? Or?
Yeah, I think that's Andrade, yeah.
Here's the snap. Halo rolling to his right.
Uh-oh,
under pressure. Stiff arm to get away. He takes off down to 30, 25, 20, and he runs out about the 19-yard line.
Wow.
And that's where he's going to be marked down.
Might even have
and
a first down.
Maybe a first down. Looks a little shy of the first down.
Not exactly Kyler Murray, like with that type of speed, but he's got – it's a long – legged speed.
He's got enough speed.
He does.
And I like him at quarterback. I really do. He's patient. You don't see him doing stupid things.
Well,
you don't. I don't.
Not all the time. He did throw one into traffic
coverage.
That I was yeah. But
did it hurt?
No.
Did he die?
And he's thrown one pick.
Here's
but that was at the
snap.
End of the half.
Halo looking to his left. He starts to run,
Ooh.
Stops, and
Ooh.
He was kind of not really set to pass. Last minute thought was looking for the end zone there.
Devitt wasn't in the right spot, it looked like. It looked like the pattern
yeah, Carter was out there.
Yeah, but it looked like Halo threw it to a spot where Devitt was supposed to be or vice versa. I don't know.
Yeah. From the tee, hands
yeah.
off to big number 77,
wow.
and he chugs to the left and gets a couple of yards. That's big Brendan Trio, the 6'1", 220 lineman. Do we have a flag there?
Yeah.
We have a legal procedure. Man.
On a third and short, really?
Well, and they came up to the tee. They're never in the tee.
No.
And did he actually
That's not
get set? When he went to the tee.
It's like a big formation. That's usually not Halo's formation right
no.
there.
No.
That's when Luke comes in. They're talking it over right now. Hand signals anyway with the offensive coordinator.
Third and five at the 25 of the Bulldogs. Halo waits from the snap, this time from the gun. Hands it off, going up the middle, off tackle. And he gets brought down from behind, and then a smack to the head for a gain and a first down. That was number 25, Jay Deacon, our third-string quarterback we haven't had to go to.
Right.
And it is now 28-0 with the Fighting Knights marching.
Well, we did get confirmation from Coach that Tripp Burke will not be back. So we've got the Halo jump. And the other quarterback that they had was Kyle Crow. He will not be back at quarterback. But he is on the sideline.
Okay.
Got confirmation from Coach.
Chris had a collarbone issue.
Right.
First and 10 from the 15 for the Fighting Knights. Halo jump waits for the snap. Here it is. He rolls to the left quickly. Nice block in the backfield. And into the end zone. That is a touchdown pass to Luke Johnson on the left hash mark into the end zone for the touchdown.
Luke, Jim's not your father. That was a nice pass.
But we have laundry on the field.
Oh, again? Oh, come on. Second touchdown they've called back this game.
Fine.
Wow.
And he had
a hold.
No, it was.
Knights headed up to the line. They're going to try this one again. Might even run the same play. They've been known to do that.
Well, it worked last time. 28-0 with 3:45 in the third quarter. First and 15. There's a pass to the left side, and he moves inside, and he's hit hard after a 5-yard gain. That's going to bring up second and 10, and a little bit of celebration from number 14 there, Christian Jenkins of Sierra Linda High School, who is on the team that hasn't had really anything to celebrate.
No, that's one of my pet peeves, actually.
Big 74, Isaac Campbell coming out of the game.
Just because you made a big hit, you're still down 28-0.
And on the verge of going down, might start singing up there in the press box.
It's third quarter, right?
Yeah. Carter Devitt out wide to the right, along with
Johnson. I still have time to clear out then.
From the gun, here's the snap, hands it off, going up the middle. A little juke, a little drive. He dropped outside, leaps into the air, and Andrade tried to hurdle two defenders.
First
he
down.
Got about shoulder high.
First down.
And it is going to be a, is there laundry over there? No. What's he waving an official on the far side? Okay, he's going to give the Chain King a rest because it's going to be first and goal.
You don't ever advise a player to go in the air like that, but that extra effort gave him the first down.
It sure did.
I mean, he got it by maybe a yard. So
and
it's perfect.
You know, he jumps high.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was a good jump. I don't think
halo.
I would see you. It was not a halo jump. No.
No, you wouldn't want to see me do that now, but maybe back in the day, yeah.
Jay Deacon back there with Halo. Halo looking to pass, throws it to the left side. It is caught for the touchdown for your Havasu Fighting Knights. And that is Carter Devitt with the reception.
2:07 left in the third quarter.
And it's now 34-0.
I did not see this coming.
Looking at the numbers, and here, I kind of thought, you know, Havasu would win, but not like this. Here's the snap, a little bit of a fumble, and at the last second, our man, Spencer Ibarra, able to get the kick up and through. Good recovery by Jay Deacon, the holder, to get that down. Are we going to go to a break? We sure are. I'm Jim Chaney. That's Paul Lavoie. 35-0 with 2:07 left in the third quarter. This is KNTR Sports.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Go. We're back. There's the kick. He receives it at the 15-yard line. Under heavy pressure, and he is brought down there by number 81 for your Havasu Fighting Knights. That is Maddox Cosentino.
You always like calling that name. That's about the third time this game.
A notable night. Cosentino.
Definitely this game.
It's going to be first and 10 at the 20 after some nice coverage there. And, Paul, you were mentioning something about some scores there, mutual opponents here and what we were expecting.
I need to look that up, but what I really want to say is this might be a good time to play your other players. Give those starters a rest. It's 35-0. You have a full quarter. Give them some experience in the playoffs. I'm just saying you don't want to lose a player with a 35-0 lead.
Well, that's true, but you also don't want them getting rusty.
Things happen.
You don't want them getting rusty.
Okay.
Either.
That's a water polo guy talking.
No, that's an Angel fan talking.
Oh, I see.
Okay. And a flag is up in the air before the snap.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, you never like to see the referees getting more spotlight than the players.
No coach likes first and 15.
No. Okay, so
you're double checking the score to make sure you were.
That's it. Here we go.
And now first and 15 from the 15 of the Bulldogs, deep in their own territory, hands it off up the middle, and he is met there by big number 77, Brendan Trejo, and one other of the Fighting Knights. I'm going to say that's Adele Gomez. He's a junior. He'll be back with us next year. And here we go. That Purple Habub defense just pushing them back. Every game I have done with you, Paul, we have seen these series of downs where they simply push them backwards.
Yeah. They don't have...
They can't push them back tomorrow.
There you go. It'll be 20 yards and there'll be a safety.
Second and 20 from the 10. Here's the snap, a high snap. He takes it in, rolls left. He's all alone. He's throwing it as far as he can to number zero. He catches it at the 48. He's down to the 45, to the 40. Here comes a bunch of the Purple Habub. Well down the field to the 32-yard line. And that is the biggest play of the game for the Bulldogs of Sierra Linda.
Certainly was. 40, looks like, that's 70 yards?
From the 15.
Oh, from the 15. Okay.
15, 25, 35, 45, 45, 50 yards.
50 yarder. Okay.
Perfect. And yes, listeners, I was counting on my
finger. It really was. That Iowa education. You gotta love that.
Yes.
Man.
An old blackjack dealer counting on his fingers.
At least it wasn't an abacus like you're used to, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks, Paul.
Man. So this team lost to Gila Ridge, who we beat. That was the game. They lost 33-18 to Gila Ridge. It was only a couple weeks ago. And although that was late in the season, we played Gila Ridge pretty even. And Gila Ridge, that's kind of a craw right now. They're ranked number 6? Really? We beat, and we're ranked number 10? Yeah, we didn't have that big of a schedule. I'm just saying. So, now that La Jolla community, Hobby played, was 62-0.
Yeah, whooped them.
This team beat them 28-24. So,
and we were close with Mojave.
Yeah,
so,
6-point loss, but yeah.
So it looked like they were going to win. Now,
that's why I thought it would be a little bit closer.
We're going to kick off the fourth quarter here. We're not going to kick off for the fourth quarter.
Wait, starting
the fourth quarter.
Okay.
And so they have switched sides of the field.
So they're moving left to right on your radio dial.
Right to left.
Left to right.
Oh, you're right. Left to right.
Thanks.
Because the Bulldogs actually have the ball.
Wow.
From the gun. Little soft coverage there. Cool. And he receives the pass. That is number 3 on the reception. Jordan Solano, one of their captains. And he's going to be brought down at the 22 immediately after a 5, maybe a 6-yard gain.
Who's he brought down by? They picked on Spencer again.
He was giving him a cushion.
And who gets the open field tackle?
Spencer.
Yeah. Nice play.
And there was no doubt that it was going to be a tackle.
Right. This has definitely been a team effort tonight, folks. So the 35-0 lead, 11:23 left in the fourth quarter.
Second and 4. From the gun, full backfield. High snap and a whistle.
There it is. Procedure.
And illegal procedure on the Bulldogs. That kind of hurts just when they get something going. Now, we don't want to put the cart before the horse.
No, don't start singing yet.
No. And we're looking at numbers, and I was expecting that Lake Havasu would win this game.
I didn't
Not by this much of a margin. 35-0 with 10:46. But they will now face the team with a bye.
Yep.
And that is
Micah Mountain,
way down in Tucson.
The Thunderbolts.
But looking at their scores, I think they're going to win. Havasu's going to win.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a pretty bold statement.
Yeah.
The 7th ranked
high snap.
Micah Mountain.
Pass outside to the left. He receives it, and he's brought down for a 2-yard gain. Brandon Hadnott, the receiver for the Bulldogs. And we're going to pick up 2 yards for the Bulldogs call it third and five.
Well, now let's look at Havasu's schedule.
At the 27th.
Because we did a lot of these road games, right?
Right.
You had at Alhambra, that started the road frenzy. You had at COFA, at Buckeye Union, at Deer Valley, four in a row. So you might be right, because Havasu traveling, hitting the road for Micah Mountain, it might not be that big of a deal. It's a little bit farther than where they've been going, but, hey, they're kids.
It's like 5 hours to that high school from here.
Yeah, but still, it's just a bus ride to them. To us, it's a journey.
You know?
Oh.
Third and five, quick pass. Oh, he got loose at the 20. It does a little roundabout, gets down to the 12-yard line, and another first down for the Bulldogs of Sierra Linda.
I'm just saying, you know, Carter Devitt and whoever, they look like Halo Jump. They might have the poker game going in the back, you know. It's comfortable, you know. I'm not saying for money, but you can practice, right?
Well, they can't play dominoes.
No,
well, they could.
It's got to be a pretty cushy bus for that.
I don't know how to setting the dominoes up so they fall down.
Right.
You can't do that on a bus.
But the quarterback's always in charge of the poker game, right?
I don't know.
I would think
8:45 on the clock, first and 10. He rolls to the right, under pressure, little screen pass, and there's our man, Spencer Ibarra, the little guy. But, you know, he hits them low, and boom, they are down.
They run on his side. They challenge him every single game the teams come in here. You'd think they'd learn. I'm telling you, though, you got guys out there on defense with hands on their hips.
He was pumped up. He gave that little, bodybuilder pose a little bit there. Nothing too extreme to get a penalty, but he's pumped up.
Now look, the clock's running. There's 8 minutes left in the game. It's 35-0. I'm saying, rest some guys, man.
Second and eight.
You're going into Tucson to play number seven.
Trying to keep the goose egg on the scoreboard. Bulldogs trying not to end their season with a zero. Two wide to the left, one wide to the right. Full backfield. He looks left, and that is going to be intercepted at the 2-yard line. Nobody in front of him is going to catch him from behind. He may. A leaping dive to bring him down at the 32-yard line of the Bulldogs. And the skunk is saved.
Number 36 with the pick.
Nico Bailey saves the day on that one.
Well, he saved the shutout. He definitely saved the shutout.
7:15 on the clock. 35-0.
I'm going to read one.
You're going to read one?
Yeah, why not? You don't want to read it, do you?
I could.
Neat Pool and Supply, Wayne. Be like Wayne, folks. Neat Pool and Supply is Havasu's one-stop shop for expert pool service and parts, Bullfrog and hot spring jacuzzis, and wellness built to last, turning backyards into paradise since 1970. Visit neatpool.com. Be like Wayne. Wayne Malone.
Be like Wayne.
Yep.
First and 10 for your Fighting Knights from their own 30-yard line after the interception at the 2-yard line. Feigning a blitz, we're going to hand it off and go up the middle. Not a lot there. Tripped up and brought down, maybe a gain of one or two.
Andrade, had it not been for getting tripped right there. I mean, it was a legal tackle, but he had some green right there in front of him.
Nose guard, defender going down on his knee, number 56, their guard down on their knee like they're resting. Mario Yanez, defensive tackle, he's a senior for the Bulldogs. Two wide to the right, two wide to the left. Halo gets the snap, hands it off up the middle. He's got a lot of room and is out for maybe a 7-yard gain. Was that number 24? Was that Tristan Andrade?
Yes. I think he's coming out of the game. He's definitely, he's coming out. He's not hurt or anything. I'm thinking they're going to put some subs in.
Third and 2.5 now. Halo still in, the starting quarterback.
5.5 minutes.
Actually, the backup quarterback.
You got 5.5 minutes left, Coach. I don't know. How safe is safe, you know?
I think if you get a first down here, it's Queaton's for sure.
I would have said that was about, I don't know,
Halo's
10 minutes
Halo's
ago.
Looking like, stretch it out, you know. Here's a little pass to number 21. He's at the 40. He does a little spin move, gets to the 45, and pushes forward to the 47-yard line. That's Cole Cicina with its first down. Fighting Knights with 4:44. It's 35-0. Let me take a little sip here.
35-0. And I don't think it's coming yet, but it's coming, folks. So you might want to go get the refreshments, check the butter, make sure it's hard in the fridge, and or pull it out if you want soft butter, because there's a lullaby coming.
Three wide receivers to the right.
A purple lullaby.
Feigning a blitz. Then he stops. Their timing has been off defensively to get the jump on the blitz. Hand off to number 25. He's brought down from behind at the 50-yard line. That's Jay Deacon, our backup quarterback. And he's going to pop out of the game. Number 68, that is Travis Denon, coming into the game for the Fighting Knights. In the backfield, we've got Tristan Andrade there next to Halo Jump. Far side of the field,
you know,
Cole Cicina.
We kind of let the chain gang have it, you know, earlier.
Yeah.
They've been doing much better, by the way, folks, if you're still listening.
They have. well, the ones that are listening are listening.
Next week, second round, well, we're down to 12 teams in the tournament. I would think we'd have top-notch chain gangers. What do you think?
I don't know. Aren't they local?
I don't know.
These are guys? I think. Time out, Lake Havasu.
My question to you, Jim, is, as long as you've been following football and I've been following football, and knowing the technology in all sports, how outdated is the chain gang technology as a crew? Why do we even have the chain gang?
Well, do you remember the World Football League?
Absolutely.
And they came up with a system where it was on one stick.
I don't remember that. Really?
But they were trying to eliminate the danger of having an actual chain on the sideline.
I'm just saying, you know, you've got the yellow stripe going across the field on television, right? That's got to be some sort of laser.
Well, it's high school, but
whatever that is. No,
right?
I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't see the chain gain. If you get paid to run the chains,
you know, even the laser on my phone to measure is incredibly accurate.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. We're back.
Halo Jump takes the snap, hands off at the 50, pops outside to the 45 and down to the 40-yard line for a first down.
Tristan Andrade
for the Fighting Knights.
Nice game. See, he's even. Looks like he's got a little bruise on the leg or something.
Clock
he's kind of
rolling.
Kicking it out.
Oh, he is.
See, he's limping.
A little rough there.
Need to pull those guys. I'm telling you, those legs are going to be sore next Friday.
Point well taken, and he says, come on out. It doesn't look like Tristan Andrade is limping, but it
oh, they want
it
to
doesn't
Halo
look
in.
Too terrible.
No, he's coming out.
Travis Denon comes out from the line. Halo comes out.
Halo is doing that
maybe
back and forth.
Or is he coming over to the coach? Now we've got Jay Deacon will probably be the quarterback.
Timeout, Havasu.
We got Deshaun Castro headed into the backfield.
I think he's going to be one heck of a back next year.
You think so?
Yeah, I really do. The size, he's got the size, he's got the speed. He showed it up at COFA.
6'2", 175.
I'm just saying.
Sophomore.
We saw it in COFA. He's a slashing runner when he's at running back.
6'2" sophomore is a tall kid.
That is a tall kid. I bet you he may be
he's a tall man.
Yeah. Right now he's a young man, but yeah, 6'2", that's are you 6'2"?
No.
How tall are you?
5'11".
5'11". Okay. Well, everybody looks 6'2" to me.
But, okay, I was 5'11 and a quarter. I shrunk to 5'11".
Ah.
But I'll tell you this,
Paul. Did you go to the moon like Mark Kelly?
No, you sit there and ask me if I'm 6'2",
uh-huh.
And I can tell you, in my lifetime, I have looked down on millions of six-footers. Oh, yeah, I'm 6 feet tall.
Really?
And I'm looking down at
them. Yeah.
I'm 6 feet. They're not 6 feet. I am 5'11".
Well, somebody we both know who no longer with us used to say, everybody's taller than you, Paul. Pretty much. It's okay. I'm all right with it.
First and 10 from the 40, and the whistle blows.
Oh, I see what he did.
Well, inform me.
It was a shotgun snap. He held onto the ball, unchallenged. And
play a game?
Maybe.
Following a timeout?
What?
That's not good.
He took the snap, stood there, and then
I think he blew the whistle as he snapped it.
Well, now it's
and then he heard
15.
The whistle, so he was trying to be safe.
Oh.
To go down and you. So first and 15 from the 45 of the Bulldogs.
Oh, right.
Looks like a gate, like they're going to punt three guys.
Yeah.
On first down.
Are they running
so
the
we have.
Are they running the play clock? No, they're running the play clock down because the clock is ticking.
1:49, and we're just going to do the victory formation is what we're doing with 1:49.
I'm not sure they have enough downs to do that. I'm not with him.
That's my Irish lullaby.
So, Bulldogs fans, you've just been sung to sleep. Like your team.
Good night, everybody.
Not yet. Pretty close.
1:04 on the clock. Victory formation for the Havasu Fighting Knights. 3rd and 20. And this time, a Bulldog goes running across the field.
Yeah.
That was number 40 across the line of scrimmage, rather, Christian Jenkins.
Ran across like they're running a tush-push.
But are they going to... But they're going backwards.
Well, they are because they're snapping the ball in shotgun formation. They're not taking
the
delay.
Well, I thought he called offsides on the...
Well, maybe he did. I thought he called it on the defender, though.
So now, this isn't helping the stats for the Mighty Knights, because now
it's 35.
4th and 25.
It's 35 to zip. There's your stats right there. All right? Especially if you're Vinny.
Yeah, let me talk to my friend Vinny, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
And 15 seconds on the clock, he takes the snap. And he kneels down, and that is going to be a wrap, my friends.
There's
10 seconds.
Wow.
And they are going to get the football to go the other way.
They might ruin the shutout, but that's about it. The Bulldogs might ruin the shutout. That's about
it's got to hurt for these Bulldogs. I mean, I think
to lose your last game with no points?
Yeah. 35 to nothing, and I think we were all expecting a much, much closer game.
Or a couple.
But we're
going
to go down to Tucson and get the job done.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Micah Mountain.
Micah Mountain.
You say they're beatable, huh?
I think very much so. I think when you start... How did it... Well, they blew the whistle and the game is officially over now. We've got some happy Fighting Knights, a nice performance.
So this is what you're looking at.
By one and all.
Micah Mountain beat Poston Butte to start the season. Poston Butte is in the same division with this team here. And that was 41-8. Canyon de Oro, 37-7. They have their first loss was, looks like, West Foothills. They also lost Sunnyside, who's in this tournament. Suwarita, 31-0 over those Mustangs. And Suwarita.
Oh, you got all the scores right there?
Yeah.
You roll with it then.
Not a bad team. Second in their region. Although they did miss the playoffs. They're 31st. And then you've got Douglas, who they wiped out 40-0. Walden Grove, we were just talking about that, right?
Uh-huh.
Walden Grove, they beat 20-14. Walden Grove, good team. Amphitheater, 43-0 win. Catalina Foothills, 56-6. Look at the record. They go into a bye, Jim, with 6 wins in a row to end the season, and they go into the tournament with a number 7 ranking. So that's what we're facing. A confident team.
A confident team.
A confident team.
Paradise Honors ahead of Peoria, 31-21.
Okay. Let's do the scores real quick.
Well, I can't do it necessarily real quick. I thought you had the live scores. You were doing
No, not yet.
The other scores. Let's see if I can hit back here and see how we go. Eastmark. We were talking about Eastmark. They are not going to... What the heck there? And Eastmark 42, Desert Sunrise 14.
Here's 4A. I got 4A. I don't show anything for Yunker right now. So, let's see. The scores that we do have, yeah. Eastmark 42 to 14. Havasu, of course, 35 to nothing over Sierra Linda. Paradise Honors, this is a final, 31-21 over Peoria. So Peoria's out.
Peoria's out?
Yep. 31-21. Paradise Honors beats Peoria. Estrella Foothills, don't have a score on them in Saguaro. Deer Valley, unbelievable. The team that that beat Havasu. St. Mary's beat Deer Valley 29-28. That's a final. 29-28 at St. Mary's. And then Northwest Christian and Walden Grove do not have a score yet. So that's what we have from the 4A tournament tonight.
Now, I'm going to go and predict a victory next round.
Yeah?
Down in Tucson. You'll hear it live here. If you can't make the trip, we encourage you to make the trip.
Right.
Do some carpooling and enjoy a travel day. Might want to get a room down in Tucson because it is a long way. It's a five-hour trip.
Okay.
But then the roadblocks, we still have a lot of the big boys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I said, you got Bradshaw Mountain. They're tough. We know Mojave's tough. We know Arcadia and Snowflake are tough. That's your top four right there. Although Bradshaw Mountain's
right.
Three, Mojave is four, then you've got Arcadia beat Snowflake to take the top spot last week.
Right.
And they're both and they both have a bye, so you know they're both tough. Anyway, what do you
we got some of the big boys, the
right.
Linemen out here
we need to wrap
running,
this up though.
Running down to the mascot. You know, I wanted to mention just a side note. That one game where the kicker was kicking it beyond the end of the field.
Yeah.
I walked it off. That's from the back of the end zone to the far lane of the track on the arch there.
Yeah.
That's 35 yards.
Ooh.
So when he was kicking it from like the 30.
Spencer.
Was it Spencer doing it?
When
he kicked it past the track? That's a real boot.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
this, folks,
okay.
If you're listening in Havasu, this is the last home game of the season for the Havasu Fighting Knights.
Everything else will be on the road.
Wait, if they win next week, they will still have to play the higher seed. That's right.
Unless they got knocked off by a lower seed.
Right. This is possibly the last home game of the season. I'm going to go, I'll say it like that. How's that?
Most likely.
Yeah. All right.
Most likely.
Right.
All right. Hey, thanks for having me along here. Glad to have you along with
us. I'm forced to. So.
You're forced to. Want to help thank Marissa for her help this evening.
Right.
Had a few
and
things
Mr.
going
X.
on.
Of course.
And Mr. X, who is unbeknownst to Steve, the Racer X is the brother of Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Nice
Racer
try.
X. Racer is X. The brother of Steve.
Oh.
Steve Racer. Steve.
Right. I forgot.
Right?
I forgot. I had forgotten that. I just remember.
Yeah.
Chim Chim
and Spridle.
Spridle. Not about
the final score.
Mach 5.
All right. 35 to nothing.
Let's Mach 5 it out of here.
Let's do it. Jim Chaney on the play-by-play, along with Paul Lavoie on the color. We've got nothing but happy fighting nights over here and dejected boys with a long bus ride over on the other side of the field. And Micah Mountain up next. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on KNTR Sports.
Oh, Sparky, where are you? Oh, dear Lord.
This just in. In what may be one of the most unexpected historical breakthroughs in decades, a Chihuahua named Sparky is being hailed as a hero after discovering the remains of the long-missing labor leader, Jimmy Hoffa. We are joined by the owner. What are your plans?
Aye, it's most definitely a cut-above grooming day now.
A cut-above grooming. No matter what your four-legged detective gets into, a cut-above grooming cleans them up dirt cheap. It's a cut-above. Main Street Havasu.
The Bradley Auto Group is a proud sponsor of high school football. Hey, this is Robert with the Bradley Auto Group. Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, and Riverview Auto Sales. You'll find hundreds of pre-owned and new vehicles on our lots. We are community-minded and always looking to support athletic and education causes. Please see any of our dealerships for a new car, truck, or SUV. We have award-winning service departments, body shop, parts departments, and from all of us at Bradley Auto Group, go Knights!
Sammons Air Conditioning dominates in saving residents thousands in heating, cooling, replacement, and repairs. Up to $900 in Unisource utility rebates are available for you right now. With Sammons Air Conditioning, expect superior assistance and quality with their maintenance plan. Receive priority service, parts, exclusivity, special discounts, and all for only $160 a year. Make the switch to Sammons before your AC switches to broken and unavailable for repair. Visit SammonsAC.com today.
Havasu's Amore Pie and More is where everything tastes like your best childhood memory. Kimberly and her team are baking up more than just pies. They're baking joy, community, and a little bit of magic into every bite. Inquire how Amore Pie and More can create custom screen-printed cakes for your end-of-football season celebrations today. Amore Pie and More, where love is in every bite. New AmorePieandMore.com, next to the Havasu City Library. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Let's go Knights!
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
There's nothing better than Friday Knights football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Yay! Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havasu Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Your family adventure begins at Havasu Recreation, where we are family fun toys that not only fit your budget, but your lifestyle. You'll find toy haulers, fifth wheels, RVs, even truck campers. Styles and brands not found anywhere else but here. Campers and boaters and desert explorers. Bring your family fun to the next level at Havasu Recreation.
Thank you for listening to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. This game has been brought to you by Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havastyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanty's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, Amore Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. Let's join our regular programming on KNTR Sports AM FM. Welcome to the team.